I'm assuming a lot of people will probably quit their jobs if they win the lottery. If they do, they'll need stuff to do. And for some reason, we're seeing this month being called January in New York City. So we're bringing in WNYC's business and culture editor right now, Charlie Herman, who is here to tell us what we can do if we have lots of time on our hands.
If you have a lot of time on your hands and not even necessarily a lot of money on hand, there are just a ton of events that are happening. One of the organizers of this event is sort of referring to it as a South by Southwest for the performing arts. Whether you're interested in theater or opera, dance, jazz music, classical music, world music, there's just a lot of different things that are happening, and we're really kind of at the peak of it right now, happening at venues throughout the city. And what's interesting is that a lot of these are new works or relatively new or being developed, so they're very affordable and easy to participate in.
How did all these events come together now in January?
Well, part of it has to do with there's a big conference that happens every year called the Association of Performing Arts Presenters. And what it is later this week, these are people from around the country and around the world who run performing arts centers, maybe in Nashville or in Houston. And so they come here to sort of find out what's happening, what are the programs that we could bring to our city. So as a result, you have a lot of artists and agents and presenters come here to sort of show their work, hoping that it might get booked. So you just have this flood of there's anywhere from, I count, 12, 14, 15 different events that are happening throughout the city.
Any recommendations? Any picks from our culture editor?
Well, it's hard. I have to say it's a little bit overwhelming when I was trying to sort through all of them. You've got the Under the Radar Festival, which is international theater at the Public Theater. You have a lot of dance that's happening at the Joyce Theater, like the Martha Graham Company is going to be there. There is so much to see that it kind of depends on what interests you. And at our website, WNYC.org, we have tried to put together a list that's pretty comprehensive that you can click on what interests you if you like world music and see what's happening. What I would say is you don't necessarily know what you're going to get because a lot of these are international acts. But what you may end up finding is that next big thing. One can hope that if maybe not winning the lottery, but maybe you'll see Hamilton before it becomes Hamilton. So you can win the culture lottery.
That's a lot of what's great about New York.
Exactly.
Charlie Herman, WNYC's business and culture editor. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.